Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, we've mulched for the summer, but should we be mulching for the winter as the weather turns now?
You know, it really is a great idea to mulch your plants. The reason for that is it helps moderate the fluctuation of the temperatures between day and night through the winter, and it also helps retain moisture around the root systems. And a dry freeze is a lot worse for a plant than a wet freeze. So you got to keep some moisture in the ground all through the winter. So customers come in and they say, you know, you sell so many different types of mulch. Which one should I buy? Well, you know, we don't want to confuse anybody. I know we do sell a lot of different types of mulch, but you can basically divide the mulches into two categories. One is decorative, and the other is, functional. The reason we use mulches is to moderate the temperature fluctuations and retain the moisture in the ground. So if you want to just dress up your garden, then that's when you use decorative mulch, like bark nuggets or pecan shells, something like that. Or if you want it to retain the moisture, then you use soil conditioner or forest mulch, something that's more fine and nitrogen stabilized. When a wood product like sawdust or wood shavings or bark, anything like that is used in your garden, if it comes into contact with the soil, it'll start to decompose. And when it decomposes, it uses nitrogen that's already in the ground. So if you're going to use a decorative bark or something that is not decomposed, we recommend first putting down a nitrogen stabilized mulch like Payne's compost or Payne's soil conditioner or forest mulch. There's several of them to choose from. You put that down first, like a layer of an inch or even 2 inches, and then you put your decorative mulch on top of that. Or if you want to keep the two mulches separated from one another, then you use a filter fabric, which is in the industry, it's called a geotextile, but it's a spun fabric that is layered on top of the mulch that retains moisture, but before the decorative mulch goes down. And that way, if the decorative mulch fades or for any reason you want to change it, it's real easy to lift that up and dump down some fresh without disturbing the mulch that's underneath it.
And Lynn, you have mulch in sacks and in bulk?
Both ways, in sacks at either of the two retail garden centers, bulk from our soil yard on Awafria Street. And that phone number is 424-0336.
And where are your two retail locations?
We have two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino O'Leary. And if you have any questions, there's also a way that you can email your questions directly to me. That's at info@paynes.com.
The Garden Guru is sponsored by Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.